Good morning, everyone. A little sports now for the next couple of minutes. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen joins us. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys over there.
And Mr. Green Dean himself. The book doing all right?
The book's doing good, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, your next book, instead of being about environmentalism in Islam, should be about political change in Islam after this year, don't you think?
The global spring that seems to be happening, yes.
Indeed. We'll get to work on it. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, of course, Takeaway sports contributor. This is a day, suddenly, for football. I usually make fun of people who watch football on Thanksgiving, but we actually might move the TV out into the living room in our house. What's going on today?
Well, we have a lot. We have some marquee matchups. All of the teams that are playing today are in playoff contention. Except for the Dolphins, they're not quite there, but they've been playing very well. The first game is the Packers versus the Lions. That's at 12:30, and you know, depending on where you are, it could be a lot earlier. But the Lions are 11-7-2 against the Packers on Thanksgiving Day. So they've played each other more on Thanksgiving than any other team that has played on Thanksgiving.
And the Detroit Lions, of course, play traditionally on Thanksgiving, but with Thursday night football, more and more teams are getting used to this particular schedule. Green Bay Packers are undefeated. The Lions actually, down through history, have actually been something of a spoilers for the Green Bay Packers. How much is on the line here?
Well, right now, you know, this is for the control of the NFC North division. Right now, and Rodgers, this is going to be interesting to see.
Aaron Rodgers of the Packers.
Aaron Rodgers,
right?
The quarterback. Yeah, the quarterback for the Packers. He had a bad game to him. They still won last week. They beat the Bucks. He had a not impressive performance. So he's going to come out really focused to make this happen. The Lions have lost 3 of their 5 games since the 5-0 start. So they really have to really come back. They could play spoiler without a doubt because they have Calvin Johnson, Matthew Stafford as their quarterback. They have the kind of offense that could take over with a sort of a weak Green Bay secondary. So I think this could be a real litmus test to see, can Green Bay go undefeated?
And, of course, Celeste Headlee will be watching. Detroit Lions versus the Green Bay Packers. Then, to talk about playing spoiler, the Miami Dolphins have been so hot in the last month. Reggie Bush, I believe, has the best record as quarterback for the entire league in November. Tell us about the Cowboys-Miami Dolphins matchup.
Well, both teams come into the game with a 3-game winning streak, which, you know, sounds impressive, but let's break it down a little bit. The Dolphins beat the Chiefs, the Redskins, and the Bills. The Bills had a great beginning of the season, but they've been, tanking as of late. The Cowboys beat the Seahawks, the Bills, and then again the Redskins. So not quite that impressive. But Dallas right now, they could put a vice grip on the NFC East with a win here. This is really this game has some playoff implications for the Dallas Cowboys, who kind of have a coast the rest of the season. If they look past Miami, they're definitely going to lose this game.
And if we look past the Cowboys Dolphins match, we've got the NFC West San Francisco 49ers heading to Baltimore. Give us a sense of what that matchup is about.
You know, there's a lot of the big story is that the two brothers, the coaches of each team, they're brothers. But that's not the real story, I don't think. I think the Niners are the first team to travel 3 time zones to play in a Thursday night game. So this is going to be interesting. Football is about rhythm. You get into a rhythm and into a flow throughout the week. So this is going to be interesting to see if they're going to actually come out and be flat-footed. The reality is that the Niners are 9-1, and they're about an overtime loss away from being 10-0.
Oh, that's interesting. 49ers versus Baltimore with all the football, and happy Thanksgiving to him, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Ibrahim, thanks so much.
Good morning.